Nicola. Morning, Nicola.
Hello.
You're angry, is that right?
I am absolutely livid. I am a normal, average, everyday human being who happens to be disabled due to an accident. Edwina Curry, I am absolutely shocked at what you're saying. I'm really, really shocked. I'll tell you why. You see, if you knew the strength of those words that you're saying, I hope you'll be ashamed of them one day. Now, I want to tell you, I have helped out in food banks, but I am also disabled, right? Now, what happened to me was I went all over last Christmas because my benefits, I am disabled and on disability benefits and haven't been able to hardly walk since I became disabled. Now, the thing is, because your disability benefits are renewed every single year, I had to reapply. And there was a system error, and I didn't get any benefits all over Christmas until the end of February. Nothing. And you know, the only people that could help me was the food bank. The very one that I had actually helped out in.
And you heard Edwina this morning describe people who come up to food banks as an army of people with sob stories, is what
she
said.
Oh, my goodness. I don't drink. I'm actually shaken with anger because I'm really actually very ill at the minute. So I am. And the thing is, thank God my benefits have been sorted out now. And I am just living the life that I can at the minute.
Well, listen, Nicola, stay there because Bill in Belfast agrees with Edwina. And I'd be interested in you speaking to him.
Sorry. Hello, Stephen.
Tell her why, Bill.
I agreed with Edwina on a lot of points. I think the food banks are being abused. Disabled people, I have no problem with getting benefits.
No problem. Yeah, well, what about other people?
Hold on, Nicola, can I have a say?
You're making a very heavy judgment.
Nicola, can I speak, Nicola?
I'm from your mouth. Nixon from Bangor, and people will know by listening to this. And people will know if
they can I speak here? Nicola, can I have a say? Stephen, this is useless. I can't have a say.
Go ahead, Bill. Go ahead.
I said I agreed on some points. Well, you see, these food banks are being abused. People who are coming here are coming with young children. They've been unemployed for 2 years, their children, maybe 18 months. They're going to go and have children. I can see Edwina's points and a lot of things. And I'm saying, you set your shop out. You don't run about and say, oh, yeah, we'll have two or three children and then we'll worry about it. Surely you must have a security or something like that. With disabled people, I have no problem getting benefits. None whatsoever.
Who are you to judge? How do you know people's personal experiences? You can't make those judgments. Those are your opinions, yes.
Right, okay, well, listen, let me make another point. Right. Hello, Nicola. Let me make another point where it's being abused. I don't know if you watch the programmes on TV. Gypsies on the Dole and Proud. £40,000 a year, some of them are claiming.
You know the food vouchers. Listen to me. You see the food
vouchers. I don't have to listen to you.
Right, hold on. Let's calm down. Go ahead, Nicola.
Off the radio then.
Hold on. Go ahead, Nicola, then let Bill reply.
The process in the food banks are, I helped out with the Elam Church food bank, right? That's under the Trussell's Fund food bank. Now, the thing is, whenever you go in there, you can't just walk in off the street. You have to be handed the social services, citizen advice.
Yeah, there's often a referral. There's often a referral. Yes. Well, Nicola, Billy and Kilkeel is another one that agrees with Edwina. Tell Nicola why, Billy.
I'm going to have a
Hello, Stephen. Yes, the... people should listen to Edwina Curry. Well done, Edwina. Which more people were
out talking about me?
Hold on, Nicola. Let's hear Billy's point. Let's hear Billy's point.
Each people come again. I'm going to the background and find out where the money's going because the thing's ridiculous. We're coming to begging.
Have you ever been in need? Have you ever had to have help from anybody because you've got nobody else to support you?
No, but I help many people at the moment.
Yes, exactly. Well, then, just think about what you're saying.
I want to have a bit of sense.
Just think about what you're saying about other people here and different experiences that it's not up to you to judge. It's not up to you to judge people.
I'm not judging. I want
to
help the people.
You are.
That's what I want. And I
do you actually believe that lady
and people that the social workers or somebody with responsibility and caring would... go and talk to these people and find out where their money's going to. Or else
I feel like crying. Do you know why? Because I was one of those people that needed help. And I am sick of hearing the likes of Edwina Curry coming on and judging people.
But you need help, dear.
No, listen to me.
Proper way. I'm behaving.
My benefits were stopped. They weren't stopped. They were being renewed. I didn't have any money all over Christmas.
Well, you need help, dear.
And the people that helped me were St. Vincent de Paul and the food bank, the very one that I had helped out in. So that kept me humble, I'm telling you.
I know, dear.
That kept me humble because then I knew there's real people with real life experiences that struggle.
Are you changing your mind, Billy?
No, I'm not. No, no. I'm a wish.
Well, God help you.
The way to go,
Billy.
Hold on, Nicola. Let me hear him. Let me hear him.
They're breaking down here. That girl needs help, and others like her. But there's a way forward, and
I've already had the help. I'm an average, everyday, normal human being.
People like that should not be in this situation, and they can be helped in a sensible way.
David in Belfast, you haven't eaten in how many days?
I haven't eaten in 3 days, and I live on my own now. I just live in a hostel, and now I live in my own place. My question would be to Edwina, if she was on the show today, what if she had no family? Who did you turn to?
Exactly.
You've got nobody to turn to apart from the state and food banks. You know, if I didn't have food banks and if I didn't have the state that I actually care about people, I would be 6 foot under, you know. So if you suffer from depression and all, that's just making things worse. So and everybody should be respecting everybody and help each other every day. You know, years ago in the Victorian times, you could ask your next
why haven't you eaten
milk,
why haven't
bread,
you eaten in 3 days, dear?
Enough.
Why haven't you eaten in 3 days? Where's your benefit money gone?
My benefit money, I had to pay my bills, TV licence, which was £145, so I had to pay it ASAP, including £30 over my debt with the TV licence, so I couldn't face of getting prosecution up to £1,000. So spend my money on the TV licence so that I can continue watching TV and also stay out of prosecution.